although that means more or less like the others. There may be slight difference. Some distinct, some difference. But this is not how it would be explaining. I don't remember exactly.
He's also talking about worshipping Panchatattva in the Lord appeared in five features. It's a complete.
Oh, but established Panchatattva different places for various reasons. You saw, I saw in Rome, there is a Panchatattva, Also, Laguna Beach, I saw Panchatattva. You go to Laguna Beach?
In Gras or in...
In Hawaii?
There is one in Hawaii, one in Sweden.
Sweden?
Yeah.
I see.
Poland.
Poland. In American communist country, they are establishing more Jagannath, Bodhisattva, and Golnitai, Panchatattva, these details. And because from here they take the deity, I know so many Golnitai deity taken from Jagannath, Bodhisattva. In Russia and Russia, there are many centers.
In Mayapur also will be Panchatattva.
Yes.
Yeah. People know this is. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's land is the Panchatattva should be worshipped. The central dome will be Panchatattva. I heard.
The bigger murti?
Yeah. Not now, maybe later. I don't know.
He say for this...
For the tiny, maybe small they have. This is very hard. You see, the evening of the installation, devotee and the hippie guest filled the room to capacity. Swamiji was present and the mood was reverential and festive. It was especially when just finished deities sat on the altar and everyone was glancing at them as they stood on their red wood shelf beneath a yellow canopy. Their features illumined by spotlight, the deities wore no clothes or ornaments, but were freshly painted in bright black, red, white, green, yellow, and blue. Very colorful. Strong color. They were smiling. Swamiji was also glancing at them, looking up to their high altar. Then Swamiji began the deity installation. Everything necessary for spiritual life was here, the temple, deities, devotee, the books, the deity and prasadam. He wanted these young people to take advantage of it. Why should they remain living like animals and thinking of spiritual life as a vague groping for something? They should take advantage of Krishna's mercy and be successful and happy. And for this, Swamiji was their tireless servant, Swamiji said. So, Haragriva, come here. Swamiji had the devotees arrange for a large candle on a plate. Ceremony he had planned would be a simple one with devotees and guests, one after another, coming up and offering the flames in circles before the Jagannath deity. That means something like that. He's teaching them from the very beginning. Prabhupada taught everything. Even the Gurukul boys, he taught how to write. You saw the picture, Dharukadish, Prabhupada. He's still, he's now by now, he must be more than 20 years old, 25 something.
The boy's name is Dharukadish. Was teaching him before.
Prabhupada touching with the hand, holding his. This should be lighted up, Swamiji said, and when there is kirtan, one must be doing like this before the deity. Swamiji moved his hand around in a circle before the deity. You see? Hagiva. Yes, yes. Swamiji. Yes. With the kirtan. And then when one person is tired, he should hand it over to another person, devotee. Then he is tired, he should give it to another. As long as the kirtan will go on. This should be done with the kirtan just now. Do you follow? Yes, you begin. When you are tired, you hand it over to another. It will go on like that. Swamiji, from his seat, guided Hayagriva in approaching the deity with the lit candle. Some of the girls tittered with nervous expectation. Before the deity, Swamiji said, "All right, now better begin kirtan."
What?
He said, some of the girls, I don't know this word.
Tittered, it means giggled or laughed, like the nervous laugh.
Tittered. Means giggled, yeah? They just laugh. Yeah. T-I-T-T-E-R-E-D. Tittered with nervous expectation. Before the deity, Swamiji said, "All right, now better begin kirtan." The incident, what exactly happened, he is presenting. Swamiji began playing kartal and singing Hare Krishna mantra to the popular melody he had introduced in America. Just in front, he called out, gesturing to Hayagriva to stand more directly before the deities. Devotees and guests began rising to their feet and dancing, arms raised, bodies swaying rhythmically back and forth as they faced the bright personal forms of the deities and chanted. Colored lights within the canopy began flashing intermittently, blue, red and yellow, highlighting the extraordinary eyes of Lord Jagannath, Subhadra and Balaram. Mukunda, who had arranged the lights, smiled and looked to Swamiji, hoping for approval. Swamiji nodded and continued forcefully singing Hare Krishna. The young hippies were enthusiastic in singing and dancing. Knowing that the kirtan usually lasted an hour, some had grasped the Swami's words when he had spoken of fixing the mind on the personal form of the Supreme Lord, and they had understood when he had looked up at the deities and said, "Here is Krishna." I remember one incident. I don't know whether it was there. One day, our very place was packed up, and Sunday maybe, Prabhupada was there in his asan, and one man, after listening all lecture, he's saying, "So, where is Krishna?" Then we want to know, you are talking about Krishna. Prabhupada said, "Why? Can't you see?" Then he looked at everybody. Then Prabhupada said, "Everybody is here, can't you see Krishna?" It is there, and that man cannot understand. And Prabhupada said, "Here is Krishna." Like that. And Prabhupada sometimes, until I remember, one person came guest, and after talking, and before he goes, Prabhupada said, "Please go down and see the Lord." Like that. Here also in my place, or Bhagavan darshan kuru. As if the way, it just touches, you feel like, just go and see God, something like that. He said, and very much impressive the way Prabhupada said. We hear others also saying, I think Prabhupada, the way he says, I don't know what, it actually touches your heart. I was there sitting, used to give prasad, sitting by the side. Some guest come, give prasad. The jar and the ladies make some ladus, coconut ladus or varieties are there. And when all the devotees there, before they disperse, to give everybody near the top, over some time. Later on he revealed to say, "Don't give one, and I finished." The devotees, they don't say, "Give me one, and two ones." Then Bhagavad Gita said, "Could you all finish two jars?" The rest are gone. He goes, "Why should I give everything? We just break, give little." That may be in my heart, I think. over some time also. During the before the class, I think Guru Puja, he will give sweets. Some kids will come. I think Satish, little son, there was, now he is grown up. I think 20 years old or something like that. I saw him. I think that grown up each or something. And there is another boy used to come here, either New Zealand or from Australia, and Mataji, and he's a little son, he's a big head. And he'll come again, two, three times. And go start giving little, not much. Every time come, again. A lot of fun, dude used to like that, see. Nobody can stop him, he'll again go, again. Almost 10 minutes to six.
Yes, 10 minutes.
Looking on the sun, watched with pleasure as one person after another took a turn at offering the candle before Lord Jagannath. This was a simple procedure for installing the deity, although in big temples in India, the installation of the deity was a complex, exact procedure requiring several days of continuous rituals directed by highly paid priests. In San Francisco, there were no Brahmana priest to pay, and many other standards would be impossible to maintain. For non-Hindus to handle Lord Jagannath and conduct his worship would be considered heresy. What does it mean? By the caste conscious Brahmins of India. I remember in Vrindavan, when Prabhupada installing the deity, he wanted that unless it is done properly, they won't accept our Krishna Balaram temple. So he invited all the Goswamis and the local priests, installed it through all the varieties of rituals, this, that, way, that is why they accepted. Otherwise they thought they nobody will accept. Prabhupada was very strict. He said, invite them, give them prasad, this, that, and let them do. They do. As far as I know.
Okay, I was there.
You were there when Vrindavan deity was installed?
Yeah.
I heard.
The Goswami there.
Yeah, the local Goswami, they may not accept this temple. They may tell people these are all the
same. In the courtyard.
Yeah. You can tell something.
But you saw all the pandits there.
All the pandits there.
You saw a big pandal there, and they did all the big sacrifice there. Right in the middle of the courtyard.
Mm.
Really big fat Brahmins.
I heard that from other devotees. People were very strict. They said, Vrindavan, they're very strict. They won't accept all the foreigners coming. They don't like to see foreigners becoming Tilak, they are Brahmin. What is all this thing? Just there so that he's accepted, recognized by. Now at present, Prabhupada can see far. So we can see how our Vrindavan temple is recognized, maybe one of the most beautiful temples in India. And even in Vrindavan, if they come Vrindavan, if they want to see any temple, the two temples are must to them. One is called our temple, Krishna Balaram temple,
and
Banka Bihari. Even our temple may be more crowded.
If you dream Jagannath telling me waiting for you, what does that mean?
You are fortunate, I can only say that. If you are, you see dream deity, you are fortunate. Sometimes devotees see deity in a dream. Very good.
I see many times.
Is that?
Yes.
I was truly proud of that.
Some devotees see their Guru, some devotees see Prabhupada.
The father was, I dream very much.
You dream?
I like to sleep.
Okay. You can't tell me what does Jagannath mean when he tells me he's waiting for me?
I can't tell. I can say you are fortunate to see Jagannath this morning.
But I went up seeing him and I gave a feast because I don't know up to now what it is.
He will tell you it is a relation between you and him. The Jagannath is Lord of the universe. He is our...
After the feast, I gave the feast of the Jagannath there.
Jagannath temple?
Yeah.
Or the Jajapur?
Yeah, after I had the dream, so I explained to the senior devotees.
He asked you, come to me.
And I go.
You go to him?
I go to him and I gave a feast for him.
Very good.
A big feast. To 48 people. And then afterwards I had another dream of him. He asked me to bathe him, Balarama. But the deities are very big. I never see big deities like that. Balarama, Jagannath, and Subhadra, all three deities, and they asked me to bathe them.
Sometimes.
So big, big, huge deities like that.
Sometimes Diti had got his also pastime. Sometimes they do like that. Sometimes he likes. Jagannath is favoring him, maybe, merciful to you. So you are fortunate. Yes. This much I can tell. I can't get into mystery of this further. This much I can tell. If somebody approaches the Lord, he is pleased. He doesn't say, do this for me. Why don't you feel? Radha Madhav, so many items, why didn't you feed me? Radha is, I am coming to eat here. You may do all these things. Again, somebody may committing some offense to Jagannath, not treating him properly. He may chastise him. Ask him, you threw my prasad, so at night he is seeing that, Subhadra is coming in a dream. A guy may be belong to another religion. People, local people, take prasad, go there, they belong to another religion, little kids. Jagannath is very powerful. One guy says, this, what is this? This is not my God. He is rejected. Jagannath prasad. At night he is sleeping, he saw a dream. Hey, look like Subhadra, that the deity is here. And suddenly, another man with a big, huge mace coming. Big eye, white, like a white elephant, very white, like milk. And Subhadra is saying, brother, see, this guy is rascal, beat him up to pulp. This guy disrespected. Brother's food, Jagannath. So Balaram, start beating him. At one point, he's so badly beaten, he says, save me, save me. Then Jagannath, all right, Yaganana. Suddenly Jagannath appeared. Now you are fortunate, you didn't see that. You saw something very favorable. Jagannath said, alright, enough you have. Don't do it again. So next day he ran. Come. Oh, please sir, I brought so many things from my field. Please offer to Jagannath, give me some prasad. How is that?
This is the Jagannath here.
Jagannath sometime does all this. So you should be very careful. In your case you are fortunate.
But his prasadam was not cooked as they explained me with seasoning. It's so good. And everybody eat it. It was so mild and so,
I find it difficult to take.
Different
cold prasad. When Jagannath cold prasad, I take it easily and find it very nice.
It's very, very, very nice. First time I ever prasad.
I'd like to share with you one past time I think I heard from Rancho Prabhu. I was just in London. It was the same time period when Prabhupada has Shamasundar to call these deities. Mm-hmm. So
then I'll tell another story. Have you finished?
Okay.
You tell me.
So Prabhupada has Shamasundar to carve these deities. So Shamasundar would work every day carving the deities. Mm-hmm. And I was told at this time that Shamasundar Prabhu had not given up smoking. He was still had his cigarettes. So one day
early days were like that, I remember. In some devotee have got the habit. When I was in London, I remember, he's our head, I won't mention. Suddenly he was found, he's going still drinking. But he was very nice to me, I remember. His name was, with R I think, Ramesh. One of the Prabhupada's old devotees. Oh, Murari. You remember Murari? He was temple president.
So,
actually, Bhupa said, actual movement started. You can say, when still they didn't give up everything, about 68, he said. But many didn't give up everything.
I heard that Balati, she actually stole Jagannath because she was a kleptoman. She liked to steal from shops. And when she saw Jagannath, she actually stole it.
Sometimes devotees steal a lot of things like that.
Steal. Do you something like that?
Let me finish this, then we'll take your story.
So, Shama Sundar is carving the deities, and he had his cigarettes on the floor behind him.
Awesome.
And then he didn't know Prabhupada had come inside.
Awesome.
And Prabhupada came, and all of a sudden he heard whack! And the cigarettes, they flew out the window. And there was Prabhupada with his cane, like classic golf clubs.
Like a golf.
Yeah, he hit. And Prabhupada had a big smile of satisfaction on his face. And he had hit the cigarettes out the window. And then Shama Sundar was able to stop smoking.
You sure that was San Francisco or London?
San Francisco, because he's carving the deities.
I think London one also carved by him.
Yeah, he carved London one too.
Everything he carved, because he's a good carpenter.
And he carved the whole temple.
Whole temple he carved. It's like a sheep inverted. Whole of the sheep.
And he sourced it.
Huh?
He sourced it.
Yeah.
Very place?
Very place. Oh. Very beautiful.
Like the hull of a
I just forgot another story of Jagannath. I remember because he's doing that. That's it.
You thought of another story?
Another story. Just I forgot. The one I see a story. Now you remember. When I was in, even in Australia, in New Govardhan, where there one Mataji, he collects a lot of money everywhere and made a temple in his house. And he has got a lot of money. He goes around the world to collect. And they keep Jagannath in her place. It's like a temple room, nice, very neat, clean. Then those who are doing those who showed me that Prabhupada Vishnu Maharaj is a disciple from Poland or Hungary, he says, Prabhupada Maharaj, when the deity they are making, they brought the wood, this, that, when they are chipping, and suddenly, gradually, giving shape, they found Jagannath, Baladev Shodha, automatically when they are coming, their eyes almost coming up on its own. He told him, Maharaj, we are surprised to see all this thing under that danger. How this thing happened? So you can see, this is common people, you tell that, they won't believe this thing. Devotees, Krishna reveals to him, Jagannath. They see his devotion and love. But to the outside, it's better not to tell, because to a monkey, you give pearls, he doesn't know how to do this. The devotees enjoy this. I told other story. One day Jagannath saw, what is this? This one devotee seeing in a dream, Jagannath is coming from there, through the field, Jagannath Bhadeshwata. And he's saying, you are giving Radha Madhav so much, I have so nice prasadam, sumptuous, I get nothing. Why is this? I want some good food. then they tried, they prayed and announced. So they started and decided Jagannath will be giving very nice prasad. Later on, even more, Jagannath Puri, they give 56 preparation. It's called Chappanno Bhog. In India, this is famous. The Lord should be giving Chappanno, I mean 56 items. So Jagannath, I don't know, maybe still they give 56 items, Jagannath. Some people sponsor, devotee come from different part of the world. For 1 month, some 1 year, give money and with that they give. Some morning, some noon, and some evening, all together they give. 56 preparation. Very nice. Many types of sweet, many types of spinach, many types of, what you call, sabar. There's some samosa type thing.
I thought that was 56 times a day.
No.
Okay. Yes.
56 times a day?
I think so. Every 20 minutes is cooking.
Yeah.
But here it is not 56 times a day they are doing.
They have made 18 preparation that day.
18?
Yeah.
Now? That is very hard. Maybe you're right. I'll ask it again. As far as I know, not 18 preparation. 18 preparation is nothing. What is it? In West India, I remember they make 1,000 preparations on festival day.
Yeah.
Even our Swami Iskand's gurus, they are making preparation, maybe 20 preparations of spinach. You ask, present on Iskand.
But this Jagannath is doing offering like the temple style.
6:30.
They're cooking down at that Jagannath temple, or they're cooking here?
They cook there, I think.
Yeah.
They used to, once they used to go exactly in Jagannath Puri, how they cook. They brought the puja, pandas, yeah, to teach how to cook exactly the same way.
They brought them from Puri.
They came. But same wood, they're having the same taste.
They're using wood.
Sweet dal, Jagannath's favorite. One dal is very sweet and thick. You try? Very nice.
But those Jagannath deities are very old, aren't they?
Very, very old.
Isn't it every 12 years they're supposed to change the deities, no?
No, these days.
The chariot will be able to tell us.
They don't have chariot.
They don't have a rakhiyatra these days?
No, in Jagannath Puri.
They every 12 years they change.
The murti?
Something like that. They are called Navakalevar, new body.
Every 12 years?
The Lord Jagannath, he instruct them, head panda or the king, where they should go to get his body, so from which tree it is there.
Did you go inside the temple at Puri?
Yeah.
So what's it like?
His temple.
Huge.
But I feel when I sometimes, just few times I was just lying there in the courtyard, I feel definitely that his God is here. This is something another world. This is a vibration, a feeling. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's footprint there, just sometimes sit down there, nearby. And somebody bring prasad. First of all, I was scared 4 or 5 times. I was, the way they treated me, then I got scared. Later on,
sometimes they don't let ISKCON devotees in there.
Because I think most probably they can sense it. I'm ISKCON belong. So
true.
I take up my, you know, my wristwatch, go in very simple dress, not iron clothes just like that, or any slipper, nothing bare. So still these guys talk. They can sense it, I think that we are ISKCON devotees. Because I think most probably our dyes are different than Gaudiya Math. That's I think. That's why. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Jai Jagannath Baladeva
Subhadrashti. Only he could lead them, the children. The 5 years study, he just stopped from there. After that, we are starting next para. For non-Hindus to handle Lord Jagannath and conduct his worship would be considered, you know that thing, you say, what is called hearsay, is it?
Hearsay.
By the caste conscious Brahmins of India, except for Swamiji, none of the persons present would have been allowed even to enter the temple of Jagannath Puri. I think this is a subject I think we had many times discussed in ISKCON. The devotees are not allowed Jagannath temple. So Prabhupada said many stories actually, but since I don't know, I didn't personally heard from Prabhupada, so I don't like to say many things we heard. But you are recording, so I don't tell you. One minute, I mean, Jagannath is big, maybe. It's not that Jagannath belongs to somebody. Anybody worship Jagannath, Jagannath comes to him. And different types of state he had. So over there is desire to have something. So you have got some land in Jagannath Puri. Though they are making now more like householders are living there, yeah? Selling lands. They asked me, they invited me also sometime to come. I told them, let me go sometime.
Sell the temple.
It's a very wonderful land. Wonderful place. Still it is not that crowded. Big area. I went 2-3 times there. So many types of fruit trees, cashew.
In ISKCON land.
Actually, Jayadeva bought it first. Then later on, and yet before that, he gave it in name of some of these contenders. And it's not this.
Where is the land?
It is, but still, not many people go there. It is a little lonely place. When there's a rest, many hotels there, last at a very good hotel, Pragati, beyond there. But now they're making road going to that direction.
It's a south.
South.
It's not next to the beach.
Very not far from the beach. We can have our own beach.
Yeah.
So nice. I think devotees loved it. And devotees thought in future you may make temple, this, that. So many devotees are planning so many things, thinking of future plan. Do you go to take bath in the sea beach? This, yeah. So,
it's 3-4 kilometers after Totakopinath, that way.
That means there is a road, you know, there are some, what is called, windmill type of fan. You go that direction as far as you can go.
That is generator.
What's that?
Big generator.
And then go farther. And there is hardly any people. This is a very good area. We have to. So, and Prabhupada said, since they don't allow our devotees to enter, especially foreign devotees, Prabhupada didn't like to go inside.
Yeah.
We go ahead.
You never went inside?
No. I don't know before when Prabhupada was in India went or not, but in ISKCON when Prabhupada started after.
Since he started ISKCON, you never went inside?
I don't think so. This is my what I heard. Prabhupada
said. When did Prabhupada go to Puri?
I don't know.
Finished the school.
Huh?
He finished the school. And then
he started Bhuvaneshwar temple. Naturally, anybody goes to Bhuvaneshwar, always goes to
Bhuvaneshwar. So he must have gone there.
It is said to see the temple, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anybody sees the flag of the temple, he's as good as seeing Krishna and Jagannath.
Did he go to Bhuvaneshwar temple there, Prabhupada?
Well, Prabhupada so long stayed there. Prabhupada wanted a temple in Bhuvaneshwar.
Did he go there?
I think he stayed for some time. At that time, there is simply huts, one or two. I went once.
Once
I don't know when Prabhupada was there or after. But Prabhupada, who he assigned to take care, one was Tejas, one was Bhagavad. Those days I used to go. I went many times. At that time, ticket was many years ago. 36 rupees, cheapest, 26. Maybe it has become 136 maybe. Long as I'm talking about maybe. No, 77 Prabhupada. That means 20 years ago, almost. And Prabhupada predicted so many things happened. He wanted a good temple in Jagannath Balabh Shodha in Bhuvaneshwar, and land given is a wonderful place. Prabhupada's mood is always best, topmost, unique, like that. So that everybody said this is the best. Actually, Bhuvaneshwar temple, anybody will come, they love it. Now so many people go. And there's a restaurant downstairs, and there's a lotus temple. Exactly lotus. Petals, very beautiful. I didn't go for many years. And sometime back I went there, before going to Vrindavan. Before going to Vrindavan, I went to Bhuvaneshwar, stayed Puri a week with one foreign devotee, with one American god brother of mine, Sannyasari. And then went to Bhuvaneshwar, stayed few days only. And from there, back to Delhi, Vrindavan. Delhi. Prabhupada was always planning in Delhi. He wanted a beautiful college, maybe Sanskrit university or something. Maybe university. In Kurukshetra, where Krishna enlightened Arjuna, that spot. And Prabhupada was at that time a big minister, maybe deputy. His name was Gujaralal Nanda. He came to see Prabhupada. For hours he was talking. And Prabhupada wanted that land. Prabhupada stick to it, I want that land. And he won't give. He said, Swamiji, other than that peace, I can give you any peace in Kurukshetra. Not that one. I have something else. And Bhuvan also stick to. Bhuvan sometimes stubborn. He want the best. I said, Bhuvan, mood is always best, most important, topmost, unique, unparalleled. That is all.
We've got a temple in Kurukshetra.
Now we have. You can go every year down there celebrating the Rath Yatra. You love it. If you get chance.
Right, the actual Kurukshetra.
Yeah.
Not Chandigarh.
Chandigarh also? Hmm. Hmm. This year I didn't go to Chandigarh. One place I went, Chandigarh, Kurukshetra, I forgot. Delhi. I've got Delhi Rath Yatra, Kurukshetra, Chandigarh. One of them. I forgot which one. I was in Parikrama. After that. So Bhupa didn't go inside Jagannath Temple. But one thing is good. The Puris, Panda, they know us for some reason or other. They may stop the devotees to go in, but we chanted, all the foreign devotees asked many times, have got Jagannath Puri, big pandal program, and the king likes it. Pratapudra family is still their descendant, the king and the queen. They came, they visited many temples, yeah. Italy.
Yes.
I was there.
Yeah, was
when King Annie is there, I was in Florence. I ate with them. A few times I saw them when he came here. Also, at the program, Jagdama is there, big pandal program. He invited devotees in his house, gave them prasad. Very nice. And his wife. Yeah. Very old, young. And very hospitable. And they highly spoke about ISKCON. ISKCON also treated them nicely in different parts of the world. He visited his king. Devotee, one of the Italy, Italy, one of the devotees, he was asking him about devotees going inside. He said, wow, if I was sitting, he said, if Jagannath wants one day, may. Seems like he may not have that much control over the pandas, I think.
I think they're very careful
with pandas. This panda, even the government, even the chief minister, even the prime minister of India, sometimes cannot do it. They stop him. He cannot go inside.
Yeah. Okay. Did Indira Gandhi go inside?
No. I think Indira Gandhi couldn't go inside. He was outside.
Why did they stop her?
I don't know. India is a Hindu.
Parsi, because it's Parsi.
She is not true Hindu.
Really? Hmm. Parsi?
Yeah.
Her husband was Parsi.
Her husband? Oh, hmm. Parsi. What is it?
He was
stopped
here.
What was his name?
Parsi, her husband. No, Rajiv's son. He was Jahangir Gandhi, I think. As far as I remember.
He's still alive?
No. He died. But I think he used to fight with Nehru. He didn't like many things of Nehru. He didn't like. But Nehru is a powerful personality, so he couldn't do anything. He's more or less all in all of India, and he has a power for that. What can he do?
Prabhupada said that Mahatma Gandhi didn't want to accept the partition of India and Pakistan. Mm. And but while he was out of office, then Nehru wanted to become Prime Minister, so he accepted it in the absence of Gandhi.
Yes.
Just because he wanted to be Prime Minister.
Possible.
I heard that on tape.
The white man westerner was not allowed to see the Lord Jagannath except once a year as he rode in his cart during the Rath Yatra festival. Yes, many devotees go there and Rath Yatra can. Even I heard devotees go and touch the Jagannath. But if some devotee is very black, like America, that Ghanashyam, now his name is Bhakti Titta, I remember he told me, sure, I went inside Jagannath temple. They just gladly accepted and went inside. I cannot speak any word of Indian language. If the head panda let me circumambulate Jagannath, touch, give first class prasad, I don't know.
Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj.
He told me personally, I was asking him. He said,
I knew he was a foreigner?
I don't know, usually if somebody is dark colored, they think this guy is Indian, because in India there are many dark people are there.
Ganga Prabhu is from...
I think Ganga can manage.
Yeah, he went to swim there.
He went to swim there? Yes. Because Ganga looks like any, maybe Rajasthani, because he's tall, he doesn't look like Bengali. He looks more or less like North India, somebody. Any, maybe Italian, South Italian.
Yeah.
Italian, those are South, yeah. They are brown color like Indian.
Also, me one time went to there and...
Didn't catch you.
In the, no, in the horse gate.
Hmm.
I say, I have to go to my...
Where your horse?
The girl say, you can go right, left. I go speaking a little Indian. He say, go, I say, but I cannot go. And that is, oh, you know.
Suddenly he will get, oh, God, out! Very attacked. He agrees, he suddenly gives.
But he was mean a lot to go. He was teaching him to go.
I think Ganga went inside.
Yeah.
I think Ganga can go.
Yes,
many other Italians, a little dark, or some South Americans, they look like more or less like Indian. I have seen many South Americans. They look almost like Indian. Or Spanish. They also, not some of them Spanish people. Greek.
Yes, possibly.
Huh? Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had introduced deity worship and initiation for anyone, regardless of caste, race and nationality. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati instruction, even in London, he said you can open hostel, a student hostel can come and chant Hare Krishna, even they don't, they want something they don't like, give them prasad and another place near a hotel, they can go and eat, you don't mind. Something may not be vegetarian, some other things they can take, but still they can chant Hare Krishna. I heard. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati's father, had longed for the day when the people of the West could mingle with their Indian brothers and chant Hare Krishna. This prediction I read in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's prediction, when the day will come, exact name of the country and the man mentioned, Prussia, he didn't say Russia. At that time, Prussia means a part of Russia, isn't it? I think Russia or...
Persia, doesn't mean Persia.
Not Persia.
Prussia.
Yeah? Also, England, France, Germany, he mentioned.
I think Prussia means Persia, which means Iran as well.
Prussia at that time was part of Russia.
Russia,
Russia, yeah. There was a war with
Austria-Hungarian
moment.
With
Austria-Hungary?
Yeah, Russia. During the British time, did any British people get interested in Vaishnava philosophy or Hinduism?
I think they used to translate many Puran Upanishad scholars, yes.
There were Sanskrit
then scholars. Max Muller did, I think. May not be Max Muller, but he did. More or less on impersonal version.
Max who?
Max Muller. You know that? He's a German professor. He used to stay in Oxford. And translate all the Veda, I think.
Really?
I think after Vivekananda, I think. Vivekananda was probably inspired
something. Actually,
impersonalism
was so prominent.
So prominent. Prabhupada said almost everybody is impersonal, deep within their heart. Most of the people. Impersonal.
So it's only since Prabhupada's preaching
that... I think people here are getting... Otherwise, everybody's popular thing is, we are drop of water, coming from ocean, and merge in ocean, become one. Mm-hmm. This example everybody knows. Everybody gives this example. And our example is, a blue bird entering into a tree, a green bird. It looks like merge become one, but actually bird maintains its individuality and tree also remains its individual. So we are like that. We are spark of the spiritual spark. But we go, but we remain, maintain our individuality. We serve the Supreme Being. He is also
permanent.
He is also eternal, full of knowledge and bliss, but he has got a form, spiritual form. And according to our particular relationship with him, we act as in Vrindavan, you see, It's just like a replica of the spiritual world. Somebody's servant, somebody's Krishna's flute, somebody's tree, somebody's bird, somebody's cow, somebody's peacock, somebody's parrot, somebody's monkey, brothers, friend. And I say exactly the same thing in the spiritual world. This is a replica. To remind us, because you just practice here, and then when you leave this body, you achieve perfection. While Krishna is doing his pastime, you join there. And again, once, do according to constitutional position, you go back to spiritual world.
Were the monkeys as troublesome during Krishna's lila as they are now in Vrindavan? So now they seem to be people are very angry at the monkeys, they're always causing trouble.
I tell you, one day I was there in Sahaji temple. Do you remember Sahaji temple? Where Lai Bazar, and then turn, there's Sahaji temple. It's all marble, and the pillars are like spiral, like that. Mm-hmm. You remember? Near, and go in an alley, you'll see there's Mirabai temple. And right hand side you go, there is a Nidhuban. Where they found Baki Bihari. This had many monkeys. Now, me and Tatpur Maharaj and another boy, maybe me and Tatpur Maharaj, going inside Sahaji temple. Suddenly, I saw to my surprise a monkey on the shoulder of Tatpur Maharaj. And he's very simple, very sober. I got excited. But he, very as if a gentleman, took this very tactfully, took this and jumped back. Up the top of some wall. And then the shops. And I say, quick! I asked one boy, he just, quick, go to the shop and get something food, some peanuts or something like that. Pack it. He quickly, whether you have got money or not, we'll give him later. And just offer him, show him. And monkey came, he looked at, came. He was doing like this, trying to bite it. And he took one hand. Then this guy is so clever, said, hey, another hand, he has got another packet of peanuts. As if this guy has good conscious and intelligence as human being. Okay? He took that. From there on, I am 100% sure. I mean, I got this conviction. This guy must be here, used to be, in his past life. And must be some very intelligent being, must be some panda, who knows, I'm guessing, I'm telling you. Maybe he used to take a thing from the people. And just saying, for the service of Krishna, now began like this. This is my conversation. Don't record. Are you recording?
I don't
Look, the way he did, unless someone is very highly intelligent can do that, you won't get scared. The way he just jumped in as if like a gentleman, as if he pet something. He took it as if nothing happened. Everything very smooth, neat, clean. A voice. Still people are doing. So many things. Pandas want to take away people's money. They try as early days, I remember our devotees tried to take away all money. Only people and leave only his fare to go back. The same thing I find. There's all the pandas. You go to the house, rich man. His wife, even they try to take away, maybe wife, if she has got a lot of ornaments, they say, hey, give for Krishna, and they cannot say no, they know all the technique.
Maharaj, sometimes a spiritual master, whichever constitutional position, can reveal to you your true identity in the spiritual world. So, why and when does he say this to you?
I think it is the mercy of the spiritual master. He can do so many things. You see, somebody deserves, he may do. It's called Kripa Siddhi. Krishna can give somebody out of Kripa, compassion. He can give somebody something so that he can achieve perfection. And there is one type called Nitya Siddha. But most of the people should do sadhana so that he should be expecting any time he can get Kripa. But if he does not get, but one day he will get that what you are doing, he is advancing towards the lotus feet of Krishna. These are three Prabhupada mentioned. Nitya Siddha, those who always live in the spiritual world, come down to the material world to deliver the fallen souls. And one who is like Lord being pleased with his service, suddenly give kripa so that he achieve perfection. The example is, I heard the wife of the Brahmins, Jagi Brahmins in Vrindavan. And when you go parikrama, they will take you to Jagi Brahmins' place. And Krishna was hungry and all the cowherd boys, and he asked, all right, go to the village and ask for food to the Brahmins, they are doing jagga. And Brahmins doing jagga means they have got ghee, many other things there. When there, Jagi Brahmins decline. So don't disturb this, you read in Krishna. Then Krishna says, all right, they didn't give anything, go to their houses where their wives are there. They're simple. They're very pleased. They say, all right, Krishna is hungry. Hey, all right, whatever the best thing they've got is, they say, we also want to see and feed Krishna. And Krishna seeing their sincerity, enthusiasm, Krishna pleased with them. There is the perfection. You can please Krishna, then you can please everybody. You can please Guru. Jasmin tushte javat tushte. If Krishna is pleased, satisfied. If you know Krishna, you know everything. Then Krishna can let you know. Sometimes devotee asks for Prabhupada, do you know all your disciples, what they did and doing? Prabhupada said, well, if it is necessary that I should know, I am required to know, Krishna will let me know. Doesn't matter where the devotee is, what he is doing. We cannot understand all these things. Again, Prabhupada says in another place that if somebody is 24 hours trying his best to serve Krishna, automatically he will know everything, what is required to know. Krishna will let him know. Prabhupada's writing in the purport somewhere there. So we should be 24 hours trying to do our best, whatever we can, to please Krishna. And of course, when you go to sleep or taking bath, but actually pure devotee thinks, this belongs to Krishna. So I'm using everything for Krishna, so this body, mind, everything is in that mood. So when he's taking rest, there is also sadhi, because this is just like a big machine. So I'm putting it to rest. The devotee's mood is like that. And he's eating, there is also. The machine has to give fuel. Like that, he has to take care of his body. Put to rest, bathe, feed. Right? His mood is like this. It's not that he's thinking for my enjoyment and everything. He advances more. And more devotee thinks like that. He does everything for the pleasure of Krishna. If Krishna doesn't like, he won't eat, he won't sleep. If Krishna wants, he will. Then he's a liberated platform. He's in a liberated platform. Srimad Bhagavatam is saying, one whose every action is free from sense gratification, he's in a liberated platform. He transcends the three modes of material nature. That is, he comes to spiritual platform. Sorry.
It's very hard to separate enjoyment of the body and just using
for the pleasure of Krishna.
Because
some devotees, some outsiders ask me, you are enjoying. You said I am not enjoying for the pleasure. I think we devotees, we are in the beginner, not that much think like that. But it must be there, I mean, some stage there. And he does everything for the pleasure of Krishna.
I have an interesting point today.
That which we may not understand or think or comprehend, there are many things like that.
Because enjoyment.
Prabhupada says many things you cannot understand and comprehend now. Because in a particular platform, everything you cannot just understand. It depends on your advancement, you can understand that. Krishna will let you know. How can you comprehend in a small thing which is just like a tip of a hair, 10,000 part, within that thumb size, Narayan, or this size, Narayan 400 is there? How can you can't comprehend it? It's inconceivable. But you have to accept it. In time, maybe one day you will understand. You tell the common person, everything is spiritual. Oh, it is conscious? He will go mad. He says, this guy is crazy, he's telling. But I tell you, the devotees, when he start advancing spiritual life, he will tell there is nothing but consciousness. The devotee is there. You can see consciousness everywhere, you can perceive. It depends on the advancement of the devotee. If I tell the outsider, you are walking in the Vrindavan, suddenly you may feel, is it a dream? Or I'm mad, I've gone mad. Seems like Wall is talking to me. But devotees will accept it.
Wall is talking to me.
Yes! Wall is talking to him in Vrindavan. What is speaking?
Krishna. Anything else is speaking?
Somebody asked Prabhupada exactly what is said, I am quoting. Don't think I made it. Now, somebody asked Prabhupada, Vrindavan, everything is spiritual, conscious. So this dust, everything is also personal, you say. So the dust, Prabhupada said, little pinch of dust can fulfill your desire, a grain of dust. He gave the again. Person may not necessarily he has got a body like me, the eyes looking. He didn't give that again. He said he can fulfill your desire. That was so. Everything is Vrindavan non-different from Krishna. Everything is Mayapur is non-different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, when he used to come by boat to Mayapur, I read in some book, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur was telling, when he enters the within the dam area, the boat from another place coming far, and he could feel he is within the dam. He could feel, staying within the covering of the boat. You see, there is sometimes country boat, they have got a covering like that, for so they don't get sunlight or something go inside. And he got many other things. Just like devotee says in a higher platform, somebody may listen to these birds, maybe talking about Gaunitai, Gaunitai, and maybe there, birds in Vrindavan chanting, Radha Krishna, Radha Krishna. A highly advanced devotee, he can perceive all this. We may hear this, like, Kyo, Kyo, is doing the peacocks. These things are from the books, and many of them are Siddha-purus, like Bhagavan Das Babaji, like that. Siddha, Jagannath Das Babaji, they tell so many things. Many things which you cannot comprehend, hardly believe. We have to accept it. We are nothing compared to it. How could Gaurakishore Das Babaji say, a grain of dust, you cannot buy, you cannot, all the wealth of the earth, with all the wealth you cannot buy at the dam. Can you think of it? A grain of dust at the dam, with all the wealth of the earth, you cannot buy it. You cannot comprehend such things. Can you? You are not advanced. They are in a different platform. Prabhupada said, now we cannot see, you are not so advanced, so Krishna came in the form of deity, maybe with wood, a stone, astadhatu, or like that. But depending on our consciousness, we see, Krishna came, look, I am like that. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, he is really seeing God. He fainted, he said, here he is, my Lord. The moment first Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Jagannath and saw Jagannath, he fainted. How do you react? Seeing Jagannath, seeing deity. But there are devotees like that. May not be like Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but there is a little, what is his name? Few days ago there is a Raghunandan Thakur, little boy, and his parents worshipping deity, whole life, in Sikandha. And one day, he left his little son, my dear, my darling, can you take care of the deity worship and offer bhoga? And he said, all right, daddy. His mother cooked and son doing. The India, this is tradition. Son learns from father, daughter learns from mother, and they see how they do and they do. The son saw what father does. He saw what father says. So he asked him the deity, now take your food. He thought he'll be eating. This is understanding. He is a simple person, little kid, doing it and seeing his sincerity. and his heart visiting. Then his father came, and his wife says all the incident that he didn't bring prasad. Really? What happened? Then he said, you said to feed the deity? He said, really? How is possible? Whole life I am serving Krishna. The deity is not eating from me, and this little kid is eating. Then he said, again, all right, you offered the deity anything? I'm going out. Another day, but actually he pretended. He didn't go. He went out of the house. But where the deity room is, there, somewhere near there, same time when the deity is offered, he's hiding there to see what goes on, let me see. Again, that boy did the same thing. This time he is fond of sometime cooking. He made something laddu out of affection for the Lord. I feel, please, eat laddu, he said. The Lord, seeing his sincerity and his heart, he started eating. The deity's name is Gopinath. And at that time, his father came, not in front of him, from the other side. He was hiding, came to see. At once. Lord doesn't like to expose himself to anybody and everybody. He's up to his sweet will. So he couldn't see. At once, stop. Moment he saw, at once, stop. And so a part eaten, another part is left in the hand. It still is there. Chikhanda. You can see. In India, this sort of many stories and the deities still are existing to as a proof. And these are not all stories. There is also Alanath Jiti, like that. And he has got burnt maybe his face and all this. The pujari wants to say, you are eating all this like that? And he said, stop, I don't eat. Now, what you will eat? It's all right.
Maharaj, in that story, didn't the deity just climb on the walls and then ripped the cloth?
What?
The deity or something, he was... The person was trying to catch the deity walking off the altar or something. And he climbed over a wall and ripped his cloth or something. The scene on the altar. And I think it's something like that.
I don't remember detail. But I went to see that that place a few times. Still sometimes.
It's in the Krishna book then.
There are many stories like that. Another story. In Udipi, there is Krishna there. Udipi Krishna. You heard it, very beautiful.
Yeah.
South India. And once there is a low-class man in a society, he wants to see the deity, but they won't allow. They are not allowed. So he was praying to the Lord, whole day he's crying. He didn't eat anything. He didn't sleep whole day. But the exact story I cannot tell. In general, the essence is this. Then suddenly, to the surprise of, wall fell off. And the deity, or the doors, the way he faces the door, open door, he turned another direction, and the wall fell, and there was holes in the wall, and the chandala from outside sitting, he can see the deity, and his next time he can understand all the pujari here got hurt, said he, they must have committed something. And then Lord was very affectionate to his bhakta, so they kept it like that, made hole in the wall, and he can go still now see. And the deity is not